Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Data Retrieval Techniques. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, SQL and Data Retrieval Techniques in the Data Analytics for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore techniques for efficient data retrieval, how to use joins to combine tables, and the application of aggregate functions for summarizing data. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply effective data retrieval techniques, combine data from multiple sources, and summarize data succinctly to derive meaningful insights. Main content techniques for efficient data retrieval. Efficient data retrieval is essential for optimizing performance and ensuring that your queries return results quickly. There are several techniques you can adopt to achieve this. Selective queries. Always retrieve only the data you need. Use the statement to specify only the columns that are necessary for your analysis. For example, instead of pulling all columns from a customer database, you might query just the names and email addresses. Filtering data, utilize the clause to filter results based on specific criteria. This not only speeds up the retrieval process but also reduces the amount of data you need to handle. For instance, limit results. When dealing with large datasets, consider using the clause to restrict the number of returned rows. This is particularly useful during testing or when you need a quick overview. Indexing. Creating indexes on columns frequently used in queries can significantly improve retrieval times. An index allows the database to find data without scanning the entire table. For example, by implementing these techniques, you can make your data retrieval processes more efficient and effective. Using joins to combine tables. Often, data resides in multiple tables, and you need to combine them to get a complete picture. This is where SQL joins come into play. There are several types of joins, but the most common are inner join, left join, and right join. Inner join, this returns records that have matching values in both tables. For example, if you have a table of orders and another for customers, you can retrieve customer names along with their order details. Left join, this retrieves all records from the left table and the matched records from the right table. If there's no match, null values are returned for columns from the right table. For example, right join, this works similarly to left join but returns all records from the right table and the matched records from the left. If there's no match, null values are returned for columns from the left table. Full join, this retrieves records when there is a match in either left or right table records. For example, using joins effectively allows you to analyze data from different sources and create comprehensive reports. Aggregate functions for summarizing data. Aggregate functions are powerful tools in SQL that allow you to summarize data easily. Common functions include AND. Let's look at how to use these functions. COUNT, this function counts the total number of records. For example, if you want to count the total number of active customers, SUM, use this function to calculate the total of a numeric column. For instance, to find the total sales amount, AVG, this calculates the average value of a numeric column. For example, to determine the average order value, MAX, and MIN, these functions return the highest and lowest values in a set, respectively. You might want to find the maximum order value, group by, to use aggregate functions in conjunction with other columns, the clause is necessary. For example, to find the total sales per customer, by utilizing aggregate functions, you can quickly summarize vast amounts of data and extract insights that inform business decisions. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered essential data retrieval techniques, including efficient querying, the use of joins to combine data from multiple tables, and the application of aggregate functions for data summarization. By mastering these concepts, you will be equipped to extract and analyze data effectively, leading to more informed decision-making. As you progress to the next lesson in this course, you will continue to deepen your understanding of data manipulation and analysis. Reflection questions. How can you apply selective queries to optimize your data retrieval in your current projects? What scenarios can you envision where using joins would enhance your data analysis? Can you explain how aggregate functions can help in deriving insights from your data?